The Tourism Biz Bites from the 7 podcast is brought to you by RTO7 in partnership with Community Future South Georgian Bay and with generous support from Tourism Simcoe County. For more information about the T3 Accelerator Coaching Program, visit rto7.ca.
And so to me, what marketing is finding out what your business model is and figuring out a way to get to the customers so they fulfill the business model.
And that led us to social media. So the hardest part for me is we've really cut out a lot of the other media that we used to do.
The more real estate you occupy online, the more chances you are going to get a good marketing presence.
Welcome to the T3 Accelerator Podcast, the podcast for tourism businesses in Tourism Region 7. That's the tourism region that covers Bruce, Gray, and Simcoe County in Ontario, Canada. I'm your host, Tracy Sternad. In this episode, we're going to talk about marketing, which is a broad topic to say the least, but we're going to get down to brass tacks and what your tourism business should be focusing on specifically. And joining me is marketing expert and T3 Accelerator coach, Kirsty Stevenson.
Sorry, my name is Kirsty Stevenson. I am a writer, an author. I'm a small business owner. I started my first business when I was in university. And so, you know, here I am all these years later. I've written a book called The 3-Step Marketing Plan. I do workshops and seminars and online stuff. I'm working down in the city with some of the programs in the city as a mentor.
Okay, Kirsty, and how would you define marketing as it applies to small business?
So basically, I'm going to have to come back to my book because I developed the book called The 3-Step Marketing Plan, and I developed it in three steps for a reason. And the first step that most small business owners, that most business owners miss is building the foundation of the marketing plan. And so the first question I always ask is, you know, how do you make money? What's your business model? And so to me, what marketing is finding out what your business model is and figuring out a way to get to the customers so they fulfill the business model. That's in a nutshell. You create the demand for your product and then you fill the demand for the product. But how do you create the demand for your product? And that's basically what marketing is finding the best way to create the demand, and that covers all different bases. So once you understand your business model, the next thing you got to do is figure out what your goals are. And I mean specific goals. How much money do you want to make? How much revenue want to generate?
So what are some practical tools to find out who your customers are?
And then people say, oh, well, who are my customers? Well, target audience, target market. So they're a little different. The target market is who you're actually selling to. The target audience is who's consuming the product. And I know that sounds kind of, So for instance, in the lighting business, we sold to a lot of contractors who then sold our services to the homeowners. So the target market was the contractors. We would work with the landscape architect or the landscape contractor, but the audience was the person who bought it, right? So if you think about selling in a retail store, if you buy something for somebody else, your target market is the person who's buying, but the audience is the person who you're actually buying for.
And Kirsty, there are so many different marketing channels to choose from these days. I mean, I talk to tourism organizations about marketing, and they say, should I join TikTok? Should I quit Twitter? And I find a common problem is that small businesses don't know which marketing channels to use.
One of the most important things for small business, for business owners, for tourist people, you have to understand your target audience and your target market so you know where to market.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a big, big issue.
This is an extremely important concept that
Huge.
People miss all the time.
All the time. Yeah. And my favorite is, oh, I'm marketing on Twitter. Like, okay, well, that's good. It's a huge commitment to market on Twitter. Are your clients there? Are your potential clients there? Is your target audience there? Is your target market there? And you really have to dig into who is on the medium, who is using the platform, who's using Facebook, who's using Twitter, who's using WhatsApp, who's using TikTok. Who are those people and are they your customers? Mm-hmm. Because it's like this massive buffet of opportunities to get your information out there. But if your customers aren't eating from the buffet, why are you doing it? Why waste your time?
Meet Donna Langman from Wasaga Adventure Park, a paintball facility that offers all the fixings. And Donna is a T3 Accelerator participant, and she's been in the paintball business for decades. Donna, what are some of the greatest challenges that you face in marketing as a small tourism business?
Yeah, money.
Oh, yeah.
Not having enough.
Yeah.
It is expensive. So we've had to really take a look at what our target market is and decide where is our customer? Where are they hanging out? What are they doing? And that led us to social media. So the hardest part for me is we've really cut out a lot of the other media that we used to do. We used to do some newspaper, we used to do some radio, we even did a little bit of TV, we even were in the movie theaters, we did some advertising there, and magazines, all of that stuff we were doing, and now what we're doing is mostly social media, but we do like to support local as well, so we try to do some things that are local as well, but we have to do it at a much smaller scale.
So Donna, as a small business owner, do you do all of your own marketing?
I do the marketing. I wouldn't say I do it all on my own though. We do have a team of us that have been working on the marketing. It's so much for one person.
Sure.
The way social media, it can really drive you insane.
Absolutely.
To be honest, because you're constantly available, to be answering questions and it's a lot. Every day you're spending time trying to find content, and then you're tweaking your content, and then you're trying to get your content out. I'm talking about social media in that aspect.
Yeah.
So we do have a team, and we kind of share the load for sure. Now this year I actually took on a co-op student that was in marketing, and I kept him on. So
oh,
he's
great.
Still working with me.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is really great. And so we've expanded. So we expanded into TikTok. We're trying to work more on our YouTube. We also are putting more into our Reels on Instagram. We're also trying to start doing a funnel and then doing some of our boosted posts and things like that. So he's been really fantastic.
Okay, Kirstie, tell me about the coaching that you do with the T3 Accelerator program. What could a business participant expect from one of your sessions?
Basically, what we do is we'll sit down and we'll walk through these questions that I talked about. Mm-hmm. Are you comfortable with your business model? What are your goals? Like, how much money do you want to generate? Who are your target market? Who are your target audiences? Who's your competition?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's really important. Like, when people come up from Toronto and they want to participate in some sort of tourist activity, you've got to know what else is out there. And then what resources do you have available? And by resources, I don't just mean money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've talked a little bit about social media. If you're not comfortable online, then don't decide to do social media mm-hmm. as your main marketing platform. I'm very insistent that small businesses tailor their marketing to their comfort level. Do what makes you happy. If you love to write, hey, maybe a blog would be a good idea. If you love public speaking, like I do, then maybe doing a podcast would be a good idea. And this is, it's really funny because when I talk to small business owners, they're like, oh, I never thought about that. And I said, well, go with your strengths.
Mm-hmm.
You started your business because you were attracted to working in a certain area because that was your strength. Marketing is no different.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to push that big rock up the hill. Do something that makes you happy, and then you'll sit down and do your marketing. And so once the small businesses have kind of gone through those steps, answered those questions, then we talk about, what are you comfortable doing? Do you like doing social media? Have you got a good business model? Have you got a nice logo and your colors and all of the traditional tactics? You've got to cover those
right. Before
you even start doing an online world, right?
Yeah. And Kirstie, we talk about digital marketing, online marketing so much, it's old news now, but what is a practical goal for small businesses today when it comes to the digital space?
I kind of look at it like real estate,
mm-hmm.
okay? The more real estate you occupy online, the more chances you are going to get a good marketing presence.
Right.
So, you have an anchor, like your website would be your anchor, and then all the other things that you do online tie back to that anchor, and they can be anything from, of course, social media to blogging to podcasting to getting your name listed in all the local directories.
How do you suggest small businesses approach this idea of the marketing plan?
So writing a marketing plan, it's not rocket science. I would use the guide. So the first thing to start with is understanding your business model. Once you understand your business model, then those five questions that I asked, your goals, your target audience, your target market, your competitive advantage, why you're in business, what resources you have. And then another thing, if you are inclined as a business, mission and vision statements are quite helpful. So that's your foundation. That is like that's the base of the house. Right. And then building the walls of the house, choose your tactics. Mm-hmm. Am I going to be on Facebook? Do I have a nice logo? What are my colors? What font do I like? Mm-hmm. These are very basic questions, but you need to have them answered.
Yeah.
So once you've chosen, and then what I said earlier, what tactics do I like? Mm-hmm. Do I like writing? Do I want to write a blog? Do I want to write a podcast? And a lot of that will come back to, you know, looking at your competition, looking at your own strengths and weaknesses, and come up with a list of tactics. Mm-hmm. And then what I often encourage people to do is come up with two different kinds of tactics. One are your daily things, your daily activities. So you get a calendar and you say, okay, write my Facebook post Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then those are what you do as an ongoing marketing activity. Mm-hmm. And then the one time, again, build your website, get a nice logo. So you build your calendar and then implement it and put it in place. Get that calendar. So there's your marketing plan. Mm-hmm.
And Kirsty, do you have any ideas on how small tourism businesses can approach growth using marketing tactics?
I'll come back to my first business as a great example. Mm-hmm. So we started with a design build company. We would sell specifically to homeowners. They would hire us. We would put the lighting in their gardens. We realized very quickly that the GTA had a lot of gardens.
Yes.
So the question is, how do we expand our market? So we started selling to the professionals. We sold to landscape architects, architects. Mm-hmm. So now all of a sudden we have two markets. Mm-hmm. We have the homeowner direct to buy, and then we have the professionals. So if you replicate that, or you look at it in the tourist business, you have the tourists coming up on their own, and then you have people who are bringing them up. So the bus companies, where are they staying? The hotels, the B&Bs, not the Airbnbs, but the B&Bs. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of partnerships that Airbnb has.
Right.
So they're marketing for you to the audience. But it's interesting because that group of professionals becomes your market. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden you have the market is the end user, the people who are coming to your organization, for the tour. But also, almost more importantly, is establishing this relationship with people who are selling on your behalf. Mm-hmm. It's called affiliate marketing. It's mm-hmm. got an actual name. It's called affiliate marketing. And all of a sudden you get different revenue streams. So you've got the one revenue stream of the people coming up, but you've also got another revenue stream because they're coming up as a referral.
Thanks for tuning in to this T3 Accelerator podcast episode. These podcasts are possible through the great coaches and businesses participating in the T3 Accelerator coaching program, being willing to share their expertise and experiences. A shout out to the numerous T3 Accelerator partners and sponsors, in particular RTO7, Community Future South Georgian Bay, and Tourism Simcoe County. More information on T3 Accelerator can be found on the rto7.ca website and clicking on T3 Accelerator. We hope you take action on at least one tip or idea you picked up in this episode, and that the information shared with you helps your business. Thanks for listening. I'm Tracy Sternag.